Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to open the door to the world of art. And we're going to talk about a famous painter from Holland, or the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I mention that, you might be thinking of various painters. But the one who's the most popular from Holland is probably Vincent van Gogh. Or Gough.
Yeah, if you're in his own native country, you would actually say Van Gogh. But Americans say Van Gogh, and we're going with that, guys.
I guess because the word dough, like donut,
yeah,
is silent. G-H is silent, so we tend to say go in American English. But if you're in England, I think they say Vincent Van Gogh. So it depends on where you are. But
oh, because, they say that in England, really?
I think so. But we're going to say Vincent Van Gogh because we are Americans. So that's our unit on people today, this famous painter from Holland. So let's get to it. Let's talk about the enduring appeal of Vincent van Gogh. Let's listen to the entire article now one time.
A hallmark of great artistry is that it inspires strong feelings in others, especially other artists. Vincent van Gogh created such work. Writers put him in their stories, filmmakers create movies in tribute to his style, and musicians compose songs about him. One beautiful example of this is the song Vincent, Starry, Starry Night by Don McLean. While most people only know Van Gogh as the painter of Starry Night, he was, of course, much more than that. Van Gogh seemed to have been destined for a life of great drama and great pain. At birth, he was given the same name as a brother who died in 1852, a year before he was born. From a young age, he had a serious demeanor and a passionate personality, but he often felt a sense of melancholy. While in school, he attended art classes taught by Constant Cornelius Huysmans, who emphasized the importance of portraying the impression of a simple object over showing off artistic techniques. Although Van Gogh left school abruptly, this philosophy stayed with him and had a crucial impact on his most distinctive work. After his schooling, Van Gogh worked at a few different jobs, but was never satisfied with his early career choices. He wasn't lucky in love either. His family disapproved of some of his relationships, and when he proposed to a beloved cousin who had recently been widowed, she rejected him firmly. His professional relationships were also tormented and troubled, partly because he was often physically and mentally unwell. At one point, he cut off part of his own ear.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's discuss the contents of today's lesson. We're talking about Vincent van Gogh, and he's got this enduring appeal. Now, appeal here is a noun. It just means something is appealing. It's attractive. You want to learn more about it. You want to remember it. So you could talk about people having appeal. If you know someone who is very attractive sexually, you could say they have sex appeal.
Right.
Lots of men are interested in that particular girl, for example. But in this particular case, we're not talking about Vincent van Gogh's sex appeal as much as we are his artistic appeal. And he's got this enduring appeal. Enduring means it just goes on and on and on, even though he lived a long time ago. He's got this appeal that's going on now, and it's going to be going on for hundreds of years. People are going to remember him for a very long time.
Oh, they really will, especially because other artists have used his life as inspiration. I love that song that's mentioned in today's lesson, Vincent, Starry, Starry Night. It makes me cry. It's such a pretty song. So we're never going to forget this guy, and his painting is beautiful. I love his stuff. So yeah, hallmark of artistry. A hallmark is some sort of like symbol of something, is that it inspires strong feelings in others. So it's some sort of distinctive feature, especially when you're talking about something that's great, that's excellent. It has great value. So, yeah, the symbol of great artistry is that it inspires strong feelings in others, especially other artists. He created such work. So you can find stories where the writers actually put him into their stories. You can have filmmakers who create movies in tribute to his style. Actually, one of my favorite actors was just in a movie where the whole movie is actually, it's donghua, but it's painted in the style of Vincent van Gogh. And it's beautiful. It's all about him and his life. And if it wasn't big in theaters, you'll have to check carefully to find it, but it's really cool. If you are doing a sort of tribute to somebody, you want to honor them. Maybe you could have, maybe a gift as a tribute to someone. Sometimes they have special programs on TV where they're giving tribute to someone. Maybe somebody like a singer or an actor is retiring or getting to the end of their life and they want to honor them. They'll often put together some sort of tribute to that person. So a tribute, again, is just like it could be a statement. It could be a gift. It could be a special event that's put together to show someone you're grateful to them, that you have a lot of respect or admiration for them.
Yep, these works of art will be in tribute to someone, or you might have some kind of special program that pays tribute to someone. So yes, indeed, we've got lots of movies and other works of art that pay tribute to Vincent van Gogh and his style, and musicians compose songs about him. Yes, we've got that example, Starry, Starry Night. In the next sentence, it says one beautiful example of this is the song Vincent, Starry, Starry Night. You probably know that song.
Uh-huh.
And it was by Don McLean. I had heard his song American Pie many years ago. It wasn't until later, after I came to Taiwan, that I heard this song, Starry Night.
Oh, really? Oh, I love Starry
Night.
Yeah,
I don't think it's as popular as American Pie, or at least it wasn't was from.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this is kind of a sad song and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a song that pays tribute to Vincent van Gogh. And while most people only know van Gogh as the painter of Starry Night, mm-hmm. he was, of course, much more than that. Yeah, that's usually the painting we think about when someone mentions Van Gogh. Oh, yeah, Starry, Starry Night, that wild, psychedelic painting with those swirling stars and stuff like that. Yeah, that's a Van Gogh painting.
Yeah, usually you can tell his style. He uses a lot of thick paint, and it's very, I don't know, there's a lot of movement. It looks like there's swirls and things. I love his sunflowers, too. We're going to talk about that. Now, Van Gogh seemed to have been destined for a life of great drama and great pain. Yeah, I didn't realize the first part of his life was so horrifying. Let's talk about this. First, let's talk about this vocabulary word, to be destined for something, to be destined for. It's very similar to that noun destiny. Ooh, what's your destiny? So what's your future going to develop into, you know? Sometimes people feel like they were destined to be famous or destined to be poor. Like somebody, you know, up in heaven perhaps, or, you know, maybe the cards just weren't really in their favor. They were played or dealt a bad card and they felt like they couldn't change their destiny. I don't believe that. I believe we have free choice in our lives and we can determine our own destiny, but he really had a kind of a sad start to his life. I would like to kind of yell at his parents for what they did to him. At birth, he was given the same name as an older brother who had already passed away. That's horrible. How would you like to live your life with the same name as a brother who had died before you were even born? I think that's kind of creepy, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a kind of bad destiny there.
Bad karma.
I've got the name of my dead brother. So, yeah, you might be destined
to die
for a life of great pain or suffering or something like that. Yeah, they shouldn't have called him Vincent. Maybe they should have named him, Mark or John or Edgar or something like that. But anything but Vincent. But there you go. He's stuck with that name. And the brother died in 1852, a year before Vincent was born. Now, from a young age, he had a serious demeanor and a passionate personality, but he often felt a sense of melancholy. Now, let's talk about this word demeanor here. That just kind of means your general behavior, okay? So he was kind of a serious kid when he was young. He maybe didn't really joke around a lot and play games with other kids. He was kind of serious. He thought, no, I don't want to go play ball with you guys. I don't want to go down to the river and try to catch frogs and stuff like that. I want to work on something more serious here. So he had this serious personality or serious tendencies, and he also had a passionate personality, which means he felt strongly about certain things, but he often felt a sense of melancholy. Melancholy is kind of a long period of feeling sad.
Yeah, we don't see this word very much in contemporary society, but it's often in books that I read, you know, oh, I felt a lot of melancholy. It's long-lasting sadness. It's like somebody just, you know, can't kick that sadness out of their lives. They're just sad for a long time. I actually have a friend who struggles with depression, and I would say she feels a lot of melancholy. Yeah, it's not a very fun state of life or a state to be in. While he was in school, he attended art classes taught by Constant Cornelius Huysmans. And this teacher really took a lot of control over kind of how to paint and said, you need to really portray one simple object very clearly. That's more important, guys, than showing off all your artistic techniques. So this teacher felt like it was more important to really portray one thing clearly than to show off. I love this verb phrase, to show off. If someone's showing off, they're doing something to get attention and have other people comment on how great they are or how talented they are or, ooh, what a cool car you have or, ooh, what a cool coat or, you know, hat, whatever it is, to show off. If you're calling a person that name, you just say, you know, Tom's a show off, then it's actually shortened. You can put a little hyphen, show off. He's a show off. She's a show off. A lot of times kids are show offs. That's just the way kids are.
Yeah, we all want to show off to let everybody know how smart we are, how better we are than everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the teacher taught him here. Yeah, don't show
don't
off
do
your
that.
Artistic techniques. You know, anybody can do that. Anybody can paint trees with lots and lots of leaves and stuff like that. It's really simple. What you need to focus on is one simple object, maybe a vase of flowers or something like that, and then try to portray the impression of that object, not, you know, trying to paint it so it looks exactly like that object so that it conveys a sense of your impression of it, how you feel about that sort of thing. And that's what his teacher there thought was more important than just showing off. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest， 我是哈利。今天要讲解的课程是 Unit 9的第一天课程。提到世界知名画家，大家应该会想到割掉自己耳朵的梵谷吧？但你们知道梵谷是割掉哪一只耳朵吗？答案是左耳。OK， 首先我们看到本课的标题有一个名词 appeal。appeal 在这里是吸引力的意思。例如The Harry Potter series has great appeal to children as well as adults. 哈利波特这套书老少咸宜。Appeal 也有恳求、请求的意思。片语 make an appeal to somebody for something 有向某人恳求某物的意思。Connor made an appeal to his parents for an iPhone 11. 康纳恳求父母买 iPhone 11给他。另外 appeal 还有上诉的意思。The accused person lost the case on appeal. 这名被告在上诉时败诉了。appeal 亦可以当动词，也是恳求、吸引、上诉的意思。要注意的是 appeal 表示吸引时相当于 attract, A-T-T-R-A-C-T。但 appeal 后面要先接介系词 to, 才能接动词 attract。则是可以直接接受词。Pop music doesn't appeal to Tim. He prefers classical music. 流行音乐不吸引提姆，他偏好古典乐。文章的第一段提到梵谷是很多艺术家、音乐家、电影界人士的灵感来源。 我们看到第二句里有一个名词 tribute， 称颂、致敬的意思。片语 pay tribute to somebody 就是指向某人致敬。The president paid tribute to the soldiers who had sacrificed their lives for the country. 总统向这些为国家牺牲生命的士兵致敬。有两个动词的字形和 tribute 相似。第一个是 contribute， 贡献、提供的意思。Chris contributes $1,000 to a charity organization every month. 克里斯每个月捐新台币1000元给一间慈善机构。另一个动词是 distribute， 分发、分配的意思。Relief materials were distributed to flood victims. 救援物资已发送给水灾灾民。文章的第二段提到范谷的人生充满了不幸，命运多舛。我们看到这一段的第一句说到，范谷似乎注定要过着充满戏剧性和痛苦的生活。动词 seem 是似乎的意思。主词加 seem 加 to 加原形动词就相当于 it seems that 加 s 加 v。 例如 Daniel seems to live a wealthy life because he often buys luxury goods。 这一句就等于 it seems that Daniel lives a wealthy life because he often buys luxury goods。 丹尼尔似乎过着富裕的生活，因为他常购买奢侈品。要注意的是seem 后面接 to 加原形动词，表示当下的事情。而 seem 后面如果接 to have 加 VPP， 则表示事件发生在之前。我们再看到第二段的倒数第二句有一个动词 emphasize， 强调的意思。片语 emphasize A over B 是强调或重视 A 胜于 B 的意思。Some teenagers emphasize the importance of friendships over that of family relationships. 有些青少年重视友情胜于家庭。Emphasize 的名词为 emphasis, E-M-P-H-A-S-I-S, 复数为 emphases, E-M-P-H-A-S-E-S。要用名词表示强调或重视某事物时，我们可以用place 或是 put 或是 lay emphasis on something. My parents lay great emphasis on my schoolwork. 我父母非常重视我的学业。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about the very famous artist Vincent van Gogh, or Vincent van Gogh, if you like that pronunciation. If you say the van Gogh, I think people will think you're a very serious person about art. Maybe you've studied art history. I was shocked when I actually did a video for a museum here, and it was about his life story and his artistic work, and they wanted me to say van Gogh. And it was the first time I've ever actually done that before, and you know, I've been around for a while. I didn't know that that's how it was really pronounced. So you learn something all the time. Now you know that the real pronunciation, at least in his own country, is Van Gogh.
Indeed. And of course, like anything in the arts, like music or painting, if you know how the person's name is pronounced in the original language, boy, you are really, really smart.
You look like a smarty pants. Actually, one that's often used among musicians, at least, is the way that B-A-C-H is pronounced. Most people, everyday people, just say Bach, but it's actually Bach, because it's German.
Kind of depends on who you're talking to again, but we're Americans here, and we're going to say Van Gogh.
We are.
But, you know, whatever, wherever you are, that's how you use the pronunciation. So here it says, although Van Gogh left school abruptly, this philosophy stayed with him and had a crucial impact on his most distinctive work. Remember this philosophy of painting one single object and portraying the impression of it? Well, that's the philosophy that stayed with him, even though he left school abruptly. Abruptly means suddenly and usually without any kind of explanation. He was here just yesterday, but now he's gone. Yeah, he just quit for no real reason. So he quit school abruptly, suddenly, you could also say. But even though he quit school so quickly, he still kept this philosophy. And then later it had this crucial, important, key impact on his most distinctive work. He kept that idea with him for the rest of his short life.
You can also use abruptly. That's the adverb form as an adjective, abrupt. Don't be so abrupt. Maybe you've had a coworker come up to you and instead of saying, "Hi, how you doing? How was your weekend?" they're like, "Give me this report." The way they're talking to you is very abrupt. So try not to be abrupt with your friends and family. Yeah, you want to avoid that sort of attitude. But he did leave school abruptly, but he kept this philosophy with him, kept it in his mind, and it had a really important or crucial impact. Crucial, vital, you know, something that was really, really strong, crucial. If something's crucial in some sort of work that you're doing, if you forget it, it's probably not going to turn out the way you want it to. So it's something that's absolutely necessary. So it had a really big impact, crucial impact on his most distinctive work. I think he's one of the artists that when you see a piece by him, but you don't, maybe you've never seen that particular painting before, you know it's Van Gogh. Mm. He just has a really distinctive style. I love his style. Distinctive just means something that's very characteristic of that person, that you see it and you go, "Oh yeah, that's Van Gogh. I know that style. I know that style of painting for sure." If you have a distinctive way of talking, you speak in a way that nobody else does. So when people hear that, they know it's you. Or maybe you have a distinctive, you know, style of dress. So those are ways that you can stand out from others to be distinctive in some way, special in some way.
Yeah, right. So we're talking about his most iconic works of art here. They're distinctive, like the sunflowers and the painting of the studio and stuff like that. Those are all some of his distinctive works. Now, after his schooling, after his education, Van Gogh worked at a few different jobs, but was never satisfied with his early career choices. So he worked a lot of different kinds of jobs. I think he was going to be a missionary or something like that at one point, but he wasn't really satisfied with his career choices. That sounds like me when I was younger. I had lots of different part-time jobs, and I kept quitting and starting new ones and stuff like that. So, yeah, this probably happens to a lot of people. You try different jobs out to find out what you like. And he wasn't satisfied with those early career choices, and he wasn't lucky in love either. Mm. He just did not have luck with the ladies, okay? He was kind of weird. The girls didn't really like him. He had a weird taste in women. His family disapproved of some of his relationships, and when he proposed to a beloved cousin who had recently been widowed, she rejected him firmly. So maybe he brought some girls back home from school, somebody he met in the city, and the parents said, "What are you bringing back this floozy for? Why would you be interested in such a girl like that? What are you thinking?"
Yeah, so poor guy, he had kind of a sad life. His family disapproved of his relationships, like Tom was saying. And then one day he actually proposed marriage to a beloved cousin. This word beloved can also be pronounced beloved, beloved, or beloved. So he really liked this cousin. This cousin had recently lost her husband, so he thought, "Well, she's free. I'll just ask her to marry me." And she rejected him firmly, which means she probably said, "Are you crazy? Why would I marry you?" Or, "No way, dude." So if you have been widowed, it means your husband has passed away. I think if your wife has passed away, you can use the same form of that word. Yeah, except for the noun, it's different. If a woman has lost her husband, she's a widow. If a man has lost his wife, he's a widower. Widower. They add the ER at the end. So, yeah, Poor guy, you know, nothing was going right for him in his life. You know that he had mental problems, too, where he couldn't control himself. We're going to talk about the ear in a minute. I did definitely find out why he cut
his ear. Yeah, everybody mentions the ear. Isn't he that guy that cut off his ear or something
and
like that?
And then painted himself. With his bandage over his ear.
You gotta watch out for the weird things you do in your life because people will remember those things and they'll just never let you forget about that. Like, when I was a kid, I accidentally slipped on a rock and fell into the water. My mother never let me forget that. She always mentioned it. Oh, this guy, you gotta watch out for him because he always slips on rocks. Even though I just did it one time. It was the only time I ever did
it. And you were a kid. Come on.
Yeah, but my mother never let me forget it. So yeah, don't do weird things like that, like cut off your ear or something like that. But yeah, he proposed to a cousin, which sounds really weird nowadays, but maybe back then it was more common.
It was more common then.
And his professional relationships were also tormented and troubled, partly because he was often physically and mentally unwell. Tormented just means you're kind of torturing yourself. You're having mental suffering for various reasons. Yeah, you might be suffering from anxiety or neurosis or schizophrenia or stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's kind of difficult to get along with people, especially in his professional relationships on the job. He just couldn't get along with them. Maybe there was too much competition, backstabbing and stuff like that. So he was mentally tormented or tortured, troubled. And that's because he was physically or even mentally unwell. Too bad they didn't have antidepressants back then.
Yeah, tormented is an adjective. You can also torment others and cause them great suffering, either physically or mentally. And at one point in his life, he's probably most famous for this. He cut off part of his own ear. It was his left ear. He'd had a big fight with one of his friends. He was also an artist. Paul Gauguin was, they got in a fight. And when Paul disappeared, he cut his ear off. He would actually go into these really weird, insane fits that he would forget later. So he probably didn't realize he was cutting his ear off at the time. Very sad. We're going to continue talking about this famous painter, this genius of a man. He was an amazing painter who had a very sad life, though. First, though, we got to listen to our Chinese teacher wrap up, and then you'll have to stay tuned for our next program.
文章的最后一段提到范谷在遭遇一连串不幸事件后，加上本身有生理和心理疾病，最后割掉自己的耳朵。我们看到这一段的第二句的后半部分 When he proposed to a beloved cousin 这一句，动词 propose 在本句是求婚的意思，片语 propose to somebody 表示向某人求婚。 After 3 years of datingPaul plucked up the courage to propose to Stella. 在交往三年后，保罗鼓起勇气向史黛拉求婚。Propose 的名词是 proposal, P-R-O-P-O-S-A-L, 也有求婚的意思。例如 ,Diane didn't accept Eddie's marriage proposal because she didn't love him. 戴安没有接受艾迪的求婚因为他并不爱他。另外Propose 和 proposal 都有提议、提案的意思。We decided to use your proposal because it is the most practical. 我们决定采用你的提案因为它最实用。以上就是今天的课程讲解，谢谢大家收听。
That's it for today, everybody, but please tune in next time when we continue to talk about the enduring appeal of Vincent van Gogh. Please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.